urge you from this very moment right now to not be afraid. You are in a very special space and time. You have eyes, ears, sentient ability to witness historical narratives unfold before you regarding great things that have yet to be truly defined. And I think that greatness operates within that space where what is occurring is so great and magnanimous that it's hard to define it. So I labor with this task, not to be overtly ostentatious or express large abundance of sophistry. I will add my true sentiment regarding the sound, and I will express to you that this is the enlightenment. This is an opportunity of a lifetime that you, I hope that we divorce ourselves from this concept that by being unique is anything but you trying to draw distinction from yourself from what is great. Sit with that for a second. You, the listener, with all due respect, some of us are here for the art. Some of us are here to try to be far too discerning when it comes to cultural iconography and narrative unfoldment within historical alignment to greatness. So I say to you, I want you to exercise the task of feeling enlightened and use what you perceive and what you are discerning as a guide for you to improve the quality of your life. You can use this sound as a guide to improve the quality of your life, to take control of the circumstances surrounding your existence. If you but only knew how to place, where is the enlightenment in contradistinction to the Renaissance? So I say to you this, Michel is for the babies, Griselda is for the children, Fly God is the shepherd. Peace and love. I hope you enjoy.